This is News Talk.
And I'll start with the Irish Times, which has a picture of Kamala Harris on the front with the American flag in the background. She's only the third woman to be selected as a vice presidential candidate. Lots of analysis on that story inside the paper. On the front, government's nine-month plan to deal with COVID-19 will aim for status blue. The paper says a new plan for the state's response to the pandemic will see health officials and the government strive to get Ireland into a status blue period where the virus is suppressed. It intends to move away from the current phased approach to reopening society and the economy to a new plan that'll see different colour-coded statuses depending on the levels of COVID-19 in any given area. The approach taken in New Zealand to try to fully quash the virus will not be adopted here, sources say. Officials are keen to move towards a colour-coded plan consisting of red, orange, yellow and blue. However, the blue status will only come into effect when vaccinations are available or there is some other kind of medical breakthrough that suppresses the virus. It would be very useful if this was seen by the public as something akin to a weather warning that people instinctively knew what they could do depending on the colour, a source said. Also on the front of the paper, virus leads to €120 million overrun in direct provision budget. It says a briefing paper prepared for the Justice Minister said the €80 million allocated for accommodation would have been already spent by the end of June, with an updated cost estimate of €200 million for the year. And the department would have struggled to stay within budget even without the coronavirus pandemic. The briefing says it cites a need to secure additional hotel spaces to help reduce contacts within centres. Also, Minister promises Leaving Cert results will be accurate and fair. Norma Foley's comments follow controversy in Scotland after the government reversed the downgrading of almost 125,000 students' calculated grades based on teachers' predictions. Pupils in the poorest areas have been marked down the most, which prompted a public outcry, an apology from Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon and a reversal of all downgrades yesterday. And that is certainly one to keep an eye on. The Irish Independent, 240,000 travel expenses for senators during lockdown. Senators have been awarded attendance and subsidence payments for April and May this year. This is despite the upper house being closed at that time. It says 48 Shannon members elected in late March and early April still received expenses as if it was fully functioning for the 2 months. Senators shared €120,000 between them each month, or an average of more than €4,000 a piece. That's on top of their annual salary of over €68,000. Also on the paper, workers not required to tell boss if they have COVID. Strict personal privacy laws sparked fears in government over the potential for meat factory workers to hide positive COVID test results from their employers. A cabinet subcommittee on the pandemic yesterday heard concerns about how data privacy legislation means employees are not required to alert employers to their test results. Officials are now examining whether business owners can be told members of their workforce have tested positive for the virus without being given the personal details of each individual who contracted the virus. Data protection laws insist the details of anyone who tested negative or positive should not be passed on to a third party, including an employer. And that is certainly a worrying development. On the front of the Examiner, back to school costs of €1,500 per child. It says more than a quarter fall into debt to pay the bills. With parents still unsure whether their children will be able to return to school as normal due to COVID, the annual survey of back-to-school costs by the Irish League of Credit Unions has also found that 22% of parents are facing into the new term with reduced income due to the pandemic. It found the overall spend on school items for primary school students now stands at €1,123. That's up €174 from last year. And in secondary schools, parents average average spend is 1,467, and that's up 68 euro. And the survey found 27% of parents are getting into debt to cover the costs. Also on the paper, resident locked out of care centre 27 times. An inspection report by HICWA has raised concerns over how a young person residing at a centre for people with disabilities was locked out of the facility 27 times in a 7-month period, including at night. The paper also leads with personal data leaked in government department. Personal files of staff and former staff members at the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection were leaked in a data breach of one of the department's IT systems. A malfunction in the system led to confidential information being shared with a wide number of staff in the department. It's unclear as to whether the data was available to anybody outside the department. To the tabloids now, and both the Irish Daily Mail and the Mirror lead with schools will get clusters of COVID-19. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says it's inevitable that clusters of COVID-19 will hit schools soon after children return in just over 2 weeks. I can guarantee you that in a few weeks' time, we're going to see clusters occur in schools, he's quoted as saying. The Irish Daily Star leads with booze, sorry now, hooch blow for criminals. And the Sun headline is Dad Sheeran. It says pop superstar Ed Sheeran is about to become a dad for the first time. He and his wife Sherry Seaborn are said to be thrilled at the prospect, which they had kept under wraps during lockdown. A source said they have now started to tell family and friends, with a baby due later in the summer. And congratulations to them. I didn't actually even know he was married, but you look, there you go. Now a look inside the papers. The Indo and the Daily Mail have different extracts from the biography on Harry and Meghan, which is out this week. It says deep down, Harry wanted out. Meghan opened that door for him. Also in the Indo, staycationers must sign up to Revenue app to receive subsidy. People holidaying at home will have to sign up to a Revenue Commissioner's app and hand over their PPS number to avail of the government new stay and spend incentive. Revenue are redesigning the app to include the subsidy scheme, which will allow people to claim back some of the costs of their restaurants and hotel bills. It'll allow users to take a photo of their bill, which will be uploaded to the system, where their tax refund will be calculated. In the Irish Times, scientists find link between strokes and pollution. It says scientists have found that air pollution in the winter is associated with more hospitalisations in Dublin due to strokes. The study, led by researchers from the RCSI, University of Medicine and Health Sciences, has prompted a call for a national ban of solid fuel burning. During winter months in Ireland in particular, coarse particles, sulfur dioxide and nitrogen dioxide, are found in the air, and the sources of these are solid fuel burning such as coal, peat and wood, as well as road traffic, especially diesel engines. Now on the inside the Irish Independent, a Facebook falter on offensive posts during lockdown. This is from Adrian Weckler, their technology editor. Facebook took less action against content involving self-harm, suicide, child nudity or sexual exploitation this year because of COVID-19, the tech giant says. In its latest community standards enforcement report, the company says COVID-19 meant it couldn't deal with appeals as normal, meaning fewer of them were heard. Facebook says that it improved its detection and enforcement rates on things like hate speech, terrorism and graphic content because they were easier to find with automated systems. But in the areas of self-injury or sexual exploitation, human reviewer oversight is still largely needed there. And a nice story in the Irish Daily Mail. Russell Crowe gives thumbs up to Late Late Toy Show. Actor Russell Crowe has lent his support to the Late Late Toy Show. It follows Ryan Tubridy's call out to the children of Ireland ahead of this year's edition of the show. The Gladiator star retweeted the tweet call for applications for the fest, saying it doesn't matter where you're from, if you've a kind soul and an open heart, you'll appreciate how wonderful this tradition from Ireland is.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.